The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 10th of January, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days we'll be getting you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. One has to wonder, are things kind of on the downturn over there at Apple? Because let's face it, the news coming out of there, it hasn't been the most positive lately, has it? And I'm going to deliver pretty much the same to you today. That's because Apple is lowering its earnings by about $5 billion. And because of this, they will be cutting iPhone production by 10%. Now, some people are blaming this on sort of the U.S.-Chinese trade war, all that sort of stuff. While others are saying that, let's face it, do I really need a new iPhone? The one I'm using right now seems to be working just fine. And let's sort of face it, the innovation for phones, well, it just hasn't been that far out there. And that's not Apple's fault, that's the market in general. But one thing that could be Apple's fault is pricing. Most people are just kind of saying, yeah, that's why I'm not going to upgrade. I don't have the cash for it. All in all, I guess if you hold stock in Apple right now, yeah, 2019, yeah, it ain't starting out very well for you. Well, here's something we'll probably never stop talking about, regardless of what year it is. Talking about Google Play Store, and I'm talking about malware. Yep, it's definitely in there, and about 9 million devices know it's there. Yeah, because they're infected now. It's 2019. How the hell did this happen? Well, apparently Google's detection systems, yeah, they missed it. But they found it, eventually, and they removed those 85 apps from the Google Play Store that had this malware. Now, as far as these apps go, they were TV and video players and controllers. Apparently, they would show you a full-screen ad, and then it just crashed your damn phone. Basically, this let developers rank up ad impressions, which, yeah, they profited from. Now, from what we can see right now, no credit card information, none of that sort of personal information was obtained. In fact, Google went on to toot their horn, basically saying they've cut in half the quantity of Android malware. Problem is, though, about 0.09% of devices accessing the store, yeah, they have malware on board. But that's only 1.8 million phones, they're saying. Yeah. And finally, hey, let's face it, we all know somebody, probably a family member or definitely our best friend, they can't drive, can they? It's hard telling them, but they just suck behind the wheel. But we may not need to actually tell them that anymore. It can save us some grief. Why? Because AI is going to do it for us. And thanks to a company called Veoneer. Well, of course, they're at CES, just like every other Tom, Dick, and Harry. Okay, now back to what I was talking about telling somebody, yeah, you suck at driving. Well, this AI little feature is going to be able to look at that person's face, see their expressions and say, yeah, I think you need some help driving. Now, of course, this can mean for a lot of different things. First and foremost, their confidence level is low, or more in the life-saving scenario, say they've had a little too much to drink and they shouldn't be there in the first place. Meaning AI will take over and drive the car for them. It also is for lack of trust. You know, people get behind the wheel, hey, having some computer drive me. This is supposed to help with that scenario. They're hoping that combining this technology with AI into autonomous vehicles, the computer will help understand driver skills and also humans to trust the technology too. Yeah, I don't really know about that. But hey, at least I don't have to tell my friend, your driving sucks. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, of course, for everything that's BTN. Go check it out right now. Get your techy, nerdy stuffy going. Also, find us on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, and our BTN community at our Slack room. Come join in the fun at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for you Friday. Yep, tomorrow's Friday. I can't wait for it either. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Thursday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.